Now, if you would, turn to your Bible to Matthew chapter 2, and we're going to read together verse 1 through 12. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. Let's pray before we read. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this season of Advent, this season that we're so excited about the coming of Christ that each day grows in anticipation because the celebration of Jesus' birth is closer and closer. Lord, we thank you for the nativity story that you share with us. How each person represented in the nativity has had an experience of Christ that we can relate to in one way or another. Lord, we praise you. And pray that our hearts and minds are open to receive what you have for us. And anything that is spoken is not from you, we pray, is forgotten. That which is, we pray, changes our lives. All of this we give to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is the shepherd of my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I have always loved for many years the nativity and the story that the nativity tells. Just by looking at it, we see represented there so many different people's stories. So many different ways that each of them come to know Christ and come to know Jesus. And the wise men, they have their own story. Now, they brought, as we know, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And I was thinking about gifts. You know, this is a time of year where you think about gifts. How many people like getting gifts? Yeah, it's fun. It's enjoyable. How many like giving gifts? It's fun, too. Sometimes it's stressful. You want to get that gift that's just right, you know, and you agonize over it day and night, you know, and then when you give it to them, you study their face to make sure that they truly mean what they say. You know, "Oh, this is a great gift." You know, that's not what you want to hear. You want to hear, "Wow, thank you." But every gift has its story. Every gift tells something, not only of the person who bought the gift, but also of the person who receives the gift. How many of you have that gift, that one thing that you've received over the years? Kids don't count. That one thing that you've received over the years, that material item that you've gotten, that touched you in a special way. Who has that gift that they'd like to share? Who has that story? Yeah. No one? No one has that gift? No one wants to share. I know you got the microphone. It's a scary thing.
I'd say my engagement ring 13 years ago on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day, your engagement ring 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. And why was that special?
Because we became friends, and then we fell in love with each other, and we merged our families together.
Nice. And that gift tells of your desire for him and his for you. Wonderful gift. Jonathan, what gift do you like? Here. Good. Fred, why do you like Fred?
Because I was hoping that I'd get it for about a few months, and Nana came, and she was carrying an elf on the shelf with her.
Okay. Jonathan got an elf on the shelf. Had a lot of fun with it over the years, or over the past couple years. And Fred is his name.
Oh, it must have been about 8 or 9, and we went over to on Christmas Eve over to my aunt and uncle's house, but then we came back, and everything was under the tree, including a Pinocchio doll that I had wanted.
That you wanted. Very nice. We all have that gift. My wife, I asked her this same question. Hers are 3. One is a picture that her best friend from college, Shy, gave to her. And it's in a frame that says BFF. And if you don't know what BFF means, best friends forever. And she got that in college, and she still has it on her dresser today. And in fact, this past week, she went to Washington, D.C. to visit her BFF. She liked that because what it did for her is that Shai told her that she was her best friend. And it's nothing like having that best friend, that person that you can rely upon and be with and know that they will be with you through all things. Another was also from another friend. It was a letter that she'd written and framed and given to Stephanie. And she reads it and is encouraged by the words said in it. And just recently, she got a friend of hers wrote her a song. That told her how special she is to her. You know, sometimes the gifts that we get aren't the most expensive. They're not worth monetarily, you know, they're not that impressive. But they are impressive to our hearts because what they do is they speak to us in a very personal manner. They speak to who we are, and they recognize when we get these wonderful gifts that the person who gave us these gifts know who we are. And to be known is such a wonderful thing. And to be loved, that we're known, or even though we're known, is also a wonderful thing. The gifts that the wise men brought to Jesus also tell a story. They recognize that these foreigners, these people who had nothing to do with the Jewish faith, as far as we know, and lived hundreds, maybe even thousands of miles away, and journeyed up to 2 years in order to get to this place, that they knew what it is, who it is that they were coming to meet. And they knew, it seems, through the gifts that they gave, just what that life would consist. Now, we already heard this sermon today. We sang together, "We Three Kings." And in the verses, they describe what each one of the gifts meant. Gold is the gift fit for a king. It said that when you present yourself before a king, that you should always bring a gift. A gift to show that you recognize their value. You recognize who they are, what it means to be king. And so a gift of gold is always a safe bet. And so they brought gold, they say, to recognize Christ's kinghood, that he was to be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that he was already, even as a child. Frankincense. If you read the Old Testament, the word frankincense isn't necessarily brought up, as far as I'm aware. It might be in there. But the word incense is, and as you read the Jewish or the temple happenings and how they were supposed to present incense to the Lord, frankincense was one of those incenses that were very important. And so as an offering they recognize that they offer this not just to king, but to a priest, to one who is that bridge between people and God. And then myrrh. Myrrh has a sad connotation to it. It is that incense that is used to prepare the body for death. They recognize that Jesus' life would ultimately end in tragedy. A tragedy not forced upon, but a tragedy freely given. That Christ was born in order to die. These gifts tell the story of Jesus Christ, of his love and his life and his death. These gifts that the wise men brought show us that foreigners knew more about Jesus than those who were right there in the midst. Today, Sharon and Jan and Ernie were passing out bookmarks. Grab one here. If you haven't gotten one, we have plenty here. Each bookmark has on it a gold ribbon to represent the gold that the wise men had given to Jesus. But also has frankincense and myrrh to remind us of those gifts too. Did you just get one? Oh, good. I encourage you to put it in your Bible, book, that as you open it, you're reminded of those gifts. Because the gift of Jesus is not just the gift that the gold, frankincense, and myrrh is the gift that the wise men had given to Christ, but Jesus himself is the gift that God had given to us. And as we mentioned, gifts tell us not only of the people who receive them, but also the one who gives. The gift of Christ is the most telling story. It tells us that God loves us so much that he gave us his only son. That through the gift of Christ, Jesus is a representative of God's desire for us to be in his presence forever. I said years ago, I had one funeral message for all the funerals that I've ever done. Changed that since then. But in that message, I talk about God's desire for us and how special that desire is. When we have guests over our house, this is especially true many years ago in my life, there was a clock in my head that started ticking. And that clock was the timer that you were welcomed in my house. And that timer was short, even for my parents. When my parents came over, they had 4 hours. If they went over that 4-hour mark, I was ready for them to leave. Stephanie has worked on me over the years, and that has got longer. You know, I'm doing pretty good now. But what Jesus shows us is the one who gave Christ, God, desires us not only for a short amount of time, but for all eternity, forever and ever. That's the gift. That's the story behind the gift of Jesus himself. And so as we receive gifts and as we learn about those who gave to us and as we learn about ourselves, let's remember this Christmas season the gift of the wise men, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and the story that tells of a Christ who was given to us so that we may spend all eternity with God the Father. We praise God for the gifts this season, for they point to the love of Christ.